Blog Talk Radio.
About this damn station. Like, they seriously need to change the interface to be more friendly for when you're doing something live. Oh, god dang, now my damn phone gonna start going off. But what's up, man? It's your man, Obi. You with me here on the Gentleman's Touch Radio. I am an hour late, man. I was having some problems getting this together, but now everything is fine. Well, almost. I'm trying to get my live streams together. I had actually planned on doing a live stream tonight. But, of course, you know how those kind of things go. Nothing ever happens like it's supposed to. Right. So, what I planned on talking about tonight was the main conversation was to be why are black people content with justice after death? And we're going to talk about some other, like, I guess what I would call concerns when it comes to black people and their religion. So, I don't know. It just kind of stems from a couple of things that I've been seeing myself here on the news and stuff lately. I had to laugh when I saw the article about the pastors calling Donald Trump the most pro-black president they've seen in years. No, that one was really funny. Like, it really was. But my main, what I wanted to mainly talk about was, hold on, let me, but this is not going to work in there. And it's just not, let me make sure I'm still on a damn camera. Yep, I still am. So let's do it like this. A live video. No, we don't want to share that. Sorry, y'all. You're listening to me talk to myself. But like I was saying, the reason why I wanted to touch on this tonight is because, you know, we have these, we've had this uptick in police violence. Well, not an uptick, but it's really like more, it's like more visual. So a lot of the times when I see comments from black people, a lot of the times I'll see it where it's saying, "What the hell is that?" Okay, now there's a big ass beetle in here with me. He has going to get thrashed. Okay, but you know, I hear where black people will say, "Well, you know, God always takes care of things in the end." And for me, that's troubling. Because, like, yeah, we all have our beliefs. We all have our beliefs and everything. So, and there's no issue with believing in God, you know what I'm saying? But the issue comes along when you start to make decisions based on your belief in God. Okay, because there's nothing wrong with saying I believe in God and He does this for me and me, but when you start making decisions and things of that nature for other people or against other people based on your belief in God, that's when the danger comes in. That's when you can justify, you know, hate, or you can justify like bigotry or any one of the number of things that they choose to justify religiously. And when I hear black people, excuse me, when I hear black people use that excuse, you know, because that's what I call it, because, like, if you think about it, if God hasn't, like, intervened at this moment, maybe He's speaking to the whole lot of us saying that, hey, maybe it's time that y'all should try to do something, you know, drastic on your own. And then when y'all get moving, I'll show up. You know what I'm saying? That is, try to do something different today. But that is something that, try to, yeah, that's something that's like troubling to me, because like we already admitting defeat and we are kind of hesitant on taking things into our own hands. So, you know, we'll see a tragedy, we'll see somebody get away with murdering somebody, and then the first thing we'll say is, well, you know, we're just going to pray about it and God is going to take care of it eventually. And we keep leaving stuff at guys' feet that, and we're not playing the part in working the problem. Like, once again, I say, please forgive me, because I'm trying to get this set up. I hate the way that Facebook set their live up. So, like, I just wonder why black people are content with justice after they die. They, you know, could we hear them say it so much, in the end, they'll get theirs. You know what I'm saying? But what about right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, so people get to, you know, people suffer. You know what I'm saying? People suffer. And the person who caused the suffering gets to continue on living their life like, you know, nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? It's just really weird to me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, because it's for us to even, I don't know, it's just so many things. Like, I ain't even just gonna talk about that tonight. I'm probably gonna talk about a few things, because I got like an hour. So things like saying, we've got to take care of it, or doing things like in South Carolina when those people in that church got shot, and then the next day the family was out saying, well, you know, God said we have to forgive them. So we're going to forgive this person. And I don't know if, like, my message on that is, like, really helpful, and it probably goes against belief, but human in you, okay, human in you is allowed grief and to be angry and to even maybe be a tad bit hateful, because if that wasn't an emotion that you were supposed to feel from time to time, it wouldn't exist. But no, and black people don't afford themselves that, and I think that's like part of, you know, passed on trauma. Because you have to think about where everything most of us learn from religion, like, comes from, like, the lineage of it. You know what I mean? And like the entire lineage of it. Okay, they got it set up here. I'm done. Start the video. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me get myself in focus. What is she talking about? I had to give a shout out to my friend Kathy. She out there eating cancer right now. She was inboxing me. She gave me a bit of good information. Okay. Yeah, but back to what I was talking about again. Like I was saying, you were born with emotions. And oh my God, dude, what is going on with everything in the world today? Yep. Made me lose track of my whole damn thought. because nothing in here is working right now. It's like my phone, I don't know, for some reason the signal, everything is going bananas. My other phone is stuck as well. Okay, here I go. I'm back. And this phone is choosing all kind of stuff. I'm going to get back on track for a minute, y'all. Okay. Let's go here. All right. Come on, man. Yes, everything is that crazy for me today. But like I was saying, man, I think... us choosing a lot of times during trauma to forgive before we take a chance to mourn or be upset or have some kind of feeling toward things before we even get a chance to do that, we always being required to say, I forgive you. And that, and to me, that's very unhealthy for us that we don't get to do. We don't get to really publicly mourn when those kind of situations happen, because, you know, when it's a personal loss in a family and it's not at the hands of somebody else and it's not, you know, violent, that's a different situation. You know, there's no reason for, like, to even think about having forgiveness. That's a whole different type of thing. But for somebody to snatch your loved one's life away, you deserve the right to get upset. You know what I'm saying? You deserve the right to be angry. You deserve the right to be, like I said, a bit hateful. You know what I mean? And that's just something that just crosses my mind all the time. And it makes me wonder how helpful is religion really, how helpful religion really is to us. Because I'll say it again, it's not a problem with you believing in God or a high power or whatever you want to call it. The problem lies in practice in the religion part. It's not really, because believing in God, that's, you know, that ain't never hurt anybody, believing in God. Like, that's only helped people. The part that's been hurting people has been the religion that we attach to God. And I think sometimes people have a hard time separating those two. And they tend to get wrapped up more in the pageantry and the order of religion. And it'd be less about a relationship with God. And I know that probably sounds real weird to hear somebody say that, but you can be around in a church and you can kind of see when people are more concerned about what it is that they're doing more than what they're doing is doing for other people. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of that falls back onto that excuse of, well, when we will got to take care of it in the end. It's because say the guy going to take care of it in the end, then you taking that responsibility off of yourself. And I noticed that when it comes to a lot of Christians, like, as long as the look is there and they look good, but when it to, like, really handing in a responsibility of being a Christian, they'll find a way to put that off. You know, and they'll find a way to not meet a certain expectation that comes with that. So when you see, because it bothers me when I see a tragedy and the only thing that black people can do is say, well, you know, there's always, you know, God always got it in the end. And my thought is that maybe the reason why you don't see God intervene is because he hasn't seen us make any moves. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just really sitting back right now, just really, like, waiting on, like, some kind of fall out the sky as miracle or something. So, when I think if we started to make moves in a certain kind of way, that you might see some real difference made. And yeah, we are doing things like marching, but marches and protests really only agitate people, and you say people should be agitated when they, you know, when they do some of the things that we protest about. But really what we need to do is find a way to make our money talk. I mean, money is speech. You know what I'm saying? So, and if we make up like a billion or so or more of the revenue in the whole country, why can't we buy a petition to 2 cents? It's something that can be done. Instead of us saying, well, we'll just wait until after we all passed on our justice, and we'll just continue to suffer while we're here. I'd say, how about we find a way to get enough of us together and pool enough money together and put a candidate out there, or, like I said, buy us a politician or two, because that's what they want. They really don't want to. They don't want to listen to our struggles, or they don't want to, you know, fix our struggles. They just want the money. You know what I'm saying? So they just want the money. I don't know what's going on with my Facebook Live joint. Like, this phone over here has been acting crazy as hell. But some people, man, they don't really care about listening to whatever your struggle is. They just want the money. So if you got enough money, you know what I'm saying, your speech, your money is speech now. You know what I'm saying? Your money can talk. And then you can go in and tell them that you want this to happen because you got the money to back it up. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, marching and protesting and all that is cool. Like, that's supposed to be done. That's disruption. That's bringing attention. But at some point, you got to bring some bread to the table. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody, they're not going to listen to you without no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even turn around and look at you if they don't think you got no bread. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they try their best to not hear you, because you ain't putting nothing in their pocket. And we don't want to have to put nothing in their pocket, but that's just how the game is played. You know what I'm saying? Like, what it is, we can spend over $1 billion a year on clothes and shoes and all kind of things. They can get $1 billion together to buy us a politician. I'm gonna say it to somebody listen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only two things that is really understood by them people. That's either you mess with their money or you bust their lip. And obviously, we're not trying to go in no direction where we have to have physical confrontation with people and, you know, fight with people. We definitely don't want to do that. So what is the other issue? So what is the other means? Get some money together. Now, historically, when we've tried to get money together and make a move, they've found a way to ruin that. That's why I say you have to buy you a politician. And that's how you really gonna find out just how much they care or don't care, and it'll get the attention of other people. I saw a video today. The Mexicans got pissed off because a couple of them got sent home, and then all of them walked out at the same time. It was a beautiful thing to see. I wish we could do that. That's the kind of solidarity you need when you don't want to, when you get tired of putting up with shit. Because like I'm telling you, if you're not ready to knock a nigga out, then you got to be smart enough or have enough bread to make it go away. It ain't no other way to do it. Either that or keep getting your ass kicked. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying? But don't be out here saying that, well, I'm just going to lay back and wait till the end of time and I'm dead already, and then I'll get my justice and we're going to let these guys get away with whatever it is they're getting away with. You know what I'm saying? So you, excuse me, I'll have to take a hit of the good ganja. Everybody should be beating them at least one of these a day. Make a lot of damn glory. No, I'm just playing though, but I do like to smoke. Anyway, and the other thing, I think the best thing for us to do is to be able to put enough money together to put a serious candidate in one, either the Senate or Congress, or if you want to shoot high, you know, he can run for the highest office in the land, but I think he would do more, you know, he probably would, you know, be better suited to be, you know, in the House or something like that. Not unless, you know, Donald Trump changed some rules that give the president like more power, like he's trying to get. He really just figurehead when you're the president. I would be one of the lawmakers. You can stay longer. You make more money. You know what I'm saying? You really get a lot more power with that unit than the president does. So if you just ask my opinion, if you wanted to run, if I wanted to run, that's what I would do. I would try to get a seat, you know, in the House or the Senate. I don't think I would necessarily want to be the president. It just seems like it's a highly stressful job. You can't hide anything, you know what I'm saying? But for us, at some point, we're going to have to figure out something because we keep losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we making losing a sport, and I'm not talking like economically or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about being smart or anything like that. I'm just talking about we take L's as black people spiritually, and we take L's, I want to say financially sometime. I guess we getting on, you know, I guess we getting a little track, but mostly we take L's a lot spiritually. We get a lot of stuff done to us or done in front of us that's meant to, like, you know, break you in some kind of way. That's why they let you see those videos of people getting shot, and it'd be black people getting shot. And that's one, for me, that's one of the reasons why you will see that, because they wanna, you know, put that in your head, and it's a form of keep, it's a way to keep you kind of subdued, because then now you seeing that happen to him, it can happen to you, and he ain't even have a gun. And you thinking about doing something because it's meant to put something heavy on your spirit, and it does. It really does. Those things really do have an effect on all of us. You know what I'm saying? It really does. It every time I've gotten to the point where I don't even look at them anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because they have such a negative effect. I don't know what's going on with this. Hey, man. Okay. Yeah, it's acting all crazy. But yeah, because this kind of thing has a negative effect. I know I said I was going to talk about something else. What the hell was I talking about? I know I ain't really blowed. But anyway, like I said, I was an hour late today. I didn't think I was going to make it. I'm all discombobulated. I had lost all my points and everything. I was just around here kind of scrambling. But I will tell you something that crazy that happened to me today. And so I called my tree man. Maybe I talked to him yesterday. So he said, yeah, I'll be there. Okay, cool. 8 o'clock roll around, say, hey, I'm not. And he didn't call me and let me know. I was like, it was 9 o'clock. I was like, are you going to show up? He's like, oh, I got to take kids home from football practice. I ain't going to be back around there till late. Okay, cool. I'm not tripping. So I never hit him up today. I seen his homeboy, and his homeboy hit him up and said what he was talking about. He was looking for something. He said, oh, okay, I got you. I'm going to get you together. So I'm thinking like, okay, he said about 7:15. So then I get a text again that he said about 8:15. So I ran across something before that. So I got it. And I told him, hey, you don't have to worry about getting me anything. I found something. And do you know this fool text me back trying to check me and talking about ask him for something and then go find something from somebody else. And you know what? I really started to like be an asshole. But I am trying something new. So I simply told him, hey, bro, I won't even contact you anymore. And for me, I don't really want to be out here arguing with other black dudes about something so stupid. I'd just rather not even deal with it. Because at some point, some of us going to have to start trying to show some kind of a... we got to try to make some kind of unity for real. You know what I'm saying? Me seeing that video today made me think about it a lot. And I was like, man, black people are really, really, really selfish or really, really silly. And that's why they can't get things like that together. Do you understand that? If everybody decided to walk out of one of these plants like that, one in every city, and somebody different do it every day, how much of a difference that would make? But in order for you to be able to do that, you have to have some kind of unity. Because you're going to have to rely on each other if you're going to make that move, because you'll be to make the move, but you'll still have to survive. And if you have each other, then you have more than enough to survive. But black people can't get that. Like, I commend the Hispanic people, man. They do everything together. They come, when you see them come to work, they coming in like two trucks. It's like six in the truck, and they all hopping out the truck, and they laughing and joking with each other, and they having fun, and they smiling, and they don't mind staying together. And they got a big old house, and it's like eight of them in the house, and I'm pretty sure they have their issues, but they all together, and they working, and they comfortable. They might even invest in getting a second house, so they can kind of spread out a little bit, and they still share. And then they bring some more people in. Hey, man, you come on in here and chill out and get yourself together, and we'll pay here, and you can save up until you get ready to move or until so-and-so is ready to come, and then we'll help. And it's not like they're saying you do it by yourself. We're going to all pitch in, and then we're going to help you get a place. We're going to all pitch in for this place because you are eventually going to be bringing other people in. You know, that sense of unity But you got to understand this too about black people and other races. Like, other races haven't really had their identity erased. Like, I mean, African American, if that's what you want to call us. Like, we don't even have a name, if you really think about it. You know what I'm saying? They struggled. They had to make up a name for us. It's like the late 80s. We didn't have a name up until then. Just black. We had a color. You know, because a lot of white people can identify with whatever it is that they are. Maybe Irish, maybe Italian, they may be Slavic, they may be Russian. But you're not going to find too many of them saying, I don't know what I am, or, you know, where my origin is. And that makes it easier for you to say, hey, he's a fellow Irish. And he's a fellow Irishman, so I can see him, and he's just like me, and we got something in common that we share, and we got something that we discuss, and we got something that we can hold on together, and it makes unity really easy. But when it comes to black people, we like a splintered group. It's like really weird because you can't say I'm this kind of black person. You're just a black person. Like, you know, a white person could say I'm German, I'm French. You know what I'm saying? Even with the Hispanic people, you got Hondurans and Guatemalans, and everybody asking us to do things like a people who have an identity. And then when we try to get an identity, somebody else comes and borrows our identity. So now we got to go back to the drawing board again and start over again. So then we create another identity, and then somebody come along and borrow that one. You know what I mean? So that's like a people who already had an identity outside of being slaves and fugitives. Of course, yeah, we got people who do entertainment now and sports. You know, we had a black president. But if you really think about it, all of those people were under control. And they under control. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why everybody, like, kind of just like that. That's that they know, they know for us, are here for to, you know, do whatever for y'all to do for us. That's why we have such a hard time accepting our requests, because they're like, why the fuck is the help asking for having? Why the fuck does the help have requests? You know what I'm saying? Like, satisfy. We let a few of them boss all and make a couple million dollars. You know, some of them act in our movies and make a couple million dollars. You know, so we even let some of them get up here in our government. We even let them get to be president for 8 years. 8 whole years. But if you know, and they're not even thinking about, in the grand scheme of timeline, how small, whatever these little crumbs is like they gave us is, and we asking for just a little more, and they saying no. We've, like, traditionally we've never given you anything. Sorry for expecting us to give you anything. Stop asking. I'm saying that's basically what we get told, and then we get told don't be mad about. And they be like, why y'all are always in this constant state of anger of victimhood? Because, motherfucker, y'all keep doing shit to victimize us. You ain't never stopped. You know what I'm saying? Like, why, that's like me saying, hey, I just punched him in the face. Does, you know, why you don't like that? Because it fucking hurts. You know what I'm saying? And that's the weird thing about it is they won't even acknowledge the fact that they stole a whole, they got a whole set of people here that they stole their identity and they won't let them get one. Every time, I swear, every time black people reinvent themselves some kind of way, someone else finds a way to take that for themselves. That's why we done kind of devolved into the shit we in now. There's nothing else to do. Phone number is 657-383-1826. 657-383-1826. I was saying, man, like, it's the reason why we, like, in the state that we in. Like, you don't really have any other direction to go because you don't really know what direction to go in. And I don't even know how to think about getting past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another problem with black people, because we don't really have a rallying outside of the fact that we black. Because, like I said before, they came up with the term African American. We didn't have, like, a name for it. We're just black people or nigger, boy. You know, whatever them little nicknames they give you. And they give you them nicknames because you don't really have an identity. They got to stick something to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about when they talking about, like, okay, first you don't have an identity, so you can't even be a man, three-fourths of a man. You're like 75%. You're not even a whole man. You don't have an identity. You know what I'm saying? You don't have an identity. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be smart because you don't have an identity. Like, people don't understand how important identity is. They try to downplay that. And it's easy to downplay that when you already got it. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to downplay when you already have that. But and the other sad thing is we'll never really just get that. We have to live with a name that somebody else decided to give us. Ain't that some heavy shit? Hold on a second. You out there listening, hit the one button. Can you hear me? 2, 3, 1, hit the one button. Okay. Yeah, what's
Hello.
Up? Yeah,
what's going on, bro? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Yeah, I definitely want to touch on that subject about, man, why black people and how they just forgiving after death and stuff like that, man. It's all about, man, I know a lot of people don't want to hear it. It's all about that religion, bro. It just taught us to be too meek and too cool and too calm. And we also believe in structure and humans being emperors and above us in certain ways. Like the whole, they have a badge, or they have certain things, as opposed to just looking at someone as a human. Like, you're a man just like I'm a man. So if you do something to mine, we're animals when it boils down to it, bro. Like, I know people like to distinguish us different from animals and stuff, but because of spirituality and all this stuff, we've kind of put ourselves in a different realm where we're supposed to forgive and stuff. We ain't supposed to forgive no shit like that. Nobody doing nothing to our kids and all that stuff, especially just because they wear a suit or a tie or they got a badge or they're affiliated with someone. I look at it like this. I know a lot of people, they done been in the streets and they willing to kill someone because they done stole the chain or something like that or whatever, and they're about to risk risk that same 25 to life, or they're about to go battle someone that's got 50-round clips or something ridiculous, and they shoot kids, mothers, everything. They're about to go risk their life for that, but they're not going to go risk their life versus somebody else that did something to their actual kid, as opposed to some monetary possession that they have that's about to appreciate. So, man, it really, to me, it boils down to that religion and being taught from young just to forgive. And then also, man, we're just, let's just be real. White people came from, like, black people and African descent. They come from the sun. So we had fruit. We had stuff like life, things that people could eat and stuff like that. Man, their background, they came from the ice. They have less care about humanity because they've just always had to be, in their mind, savages to survive and to eat and do things like that. So, like, they just have a natural less lack of humanity, in my opinion, than a lot of people from other descents and stuff like that. They grew in areas that culturally had food and had, you know, colonization and far, you know, communities and stuff like that. Because, I mean, black people not having as much structure is a new thing, kind of, after the crack era and stuff. Like, we always had unity created with the Black Panthers, all type of stuff. So that's a new thing. But people are short-sighted, so they don't understand history, that's kind of a new thing with black and African culture.
That's what I was just saying. The reason why that kind of thing, like, it couldn't be sustained is because it's not really that. That's not really our identity. Whatever our identity was, they took it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because your identity is what's going to give you structure, because it's a sense of pride. It's a sense of, it's a way that we do things. You know what I'm saying? So our identity has always been shaped by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Every time we get somebody who's going to be able to shape an identity for us, they find a way to take that person.
Oh, yeah.
So right now we just like a really wild bull, really. Okay, because we was in the bondage. Okay, then they let us out of the bondage, but they had us under some really, really stringent rules. Okay, then just let us off the stringent rules, and then never gave us any kind of tools to make ourselves better, and they just kind of sent you out there. So we like feral people. Cause like I said before, they came up with African American. We didn't have a name. We were just black people. We were the color. You know what I'm saying? We so wild and untamed. We don't even have a fucking name, and we just out here. That's why nobody could really give a fuck about listening to nothing that we have to say, because they like, who the fuck are you? Like, really?
Yeah, because you don't mind identify with yourself, so you don't know who you are. It's almost like the enemy has studied you and knows who you are better, just out of just curiosity and wanting to steal that identity. So they know who you are more than you know who you are.
It's not even that they know. They found a way to manipulate us to make us into who they are. And every time we try to get out of their mold, they find a way to keep that manipulation up. Because everything
right
that we do, everything that we do is always done to keep them in comfort. If you don't notice,
because we the people that they
shaped us to be who they want us to be. But we wild, we tend to break that mold, and they have to it's like a card deck. You got to get that shit back together again so it can be a nice deck again. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And that,
cut
you off. My bad, man.
No, you good? No. The one thing that I like, and I'm starting, maybe, you know, I don't have no proof, no statistics and stuff like that, but I'm starting to feel like, just because of this whole Trump thing and the world is, I'm starting to feel like a little, just a slight, not a whole bunch, but a slight more, like, a little bit more of awakening amongst the people of color and different things and black people and stuff, where it's like, and I'm starting to see white people have a fall, like, they're fearing something, you know what I mean? Like, it's something going on that, like, bothers them. They it seems like they should be happy because they got people in power trying to do certain things, but it feels like they can feel some type of tide turn, at least on a smaller level. And like I always say, they don't realize that they're fighting the battle that they're fighting alone, because the people that are rich and at the top that are manipulating us also are manipulating them, and they don't give a fuck about them just like they don't give a fuck about us. But they can't see it, or either they don't care and they just don't want black or people of color to be above them in any shape or sense.
Well, they're not really supposed to give a fuck about us because they from a different tribe.
Right.
You know
what I'm
saying? Like, you know, when you think about that tribalism thing, it really makes sense how people act. It's not my tribe, I really shouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I should only give a fuck about my tribe, because if I don't, my tribe dies out. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So I don't really expect them people to even ever have a level of respect for me, because they're going to always expect for me to be, they're always going to expect for me to be their ward. You know what I'm saying? Because they got the bread, they got the businesses, they got the jobs, they got everything. You know what I'm saying? So I expect for them to want to treat me in a way that's dignified, because if they start treating me like I'm dignified, there's a chance that I'm going to end up there with them, because I got, you know, once you start treating a person like dignified, that means you're going to pay them better. That means you're going to make sure they're healthy. You know, so you're going to make sure the air is clean. You're going to make sure everybody feel good as possible, because you treat them like they dignified. But they don't treat us like we dignified. They treat us like you're undignified, and fuck you. We'll do whatever we want to. We'll dump this shit in your damn river right behind your house. You know what I'm saying? We'll kick your ass out here, choke you out, and we'll let the dude who took you out go sit behind a desk and get paid for 4 years.
Man.
We don't give a fuck. And we don't give a fuck. And we got the kind of not give a fuck that you can't even do nothing about.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucked
like,
up
so
situation.
Now what? Yeah, so they be like, so now what? You know what I'm saying? So and you see it. They do shit that's crazy right in our face. Like, because who going to do something?
No, it's like, desensitizing people to it. They get used to it.
Who
going to
do
they
something?
Just kinda, now it's just kind of normalized. And it's like people don't sometimes now it's messed up. And I find myself just, and I feel bad someone to mention a person's name that something happened to. And like a few years ago, even, like if you said a name, like Tamir Rice or something like that, you would know. But now it just be so many, like, when this took place? Was this yesterday? Was this 2 days ago? Was this 5 days ago? So it's like, yeah, they keep doing it and just keep pushing it further and further. And we just keep, like, forgiving and marching and having candlelight vigils and praying to white Jesus and a lot of other things. And it's just like, hey, shit. All right, dog. Like, shit. Go ahead. Keep praying. It's like, man, I don't get it, but hey.
That's all the tools they use in order to keep. I mean, that's the. Okay, you got to think about this, bro. If you want to. That's the perfect tool to keep somebody ass in line. Look, if you don't follow these guidelines, it's this big ass lake of hell that you're going to go to when you die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you do what we tell you to do, you know, you get to go to heaven. That's like the ultimate goal. So when you teach the first ones, that, hey, CC, how you doing? When you teach the first ones that, and you teaching that through the force, and then they'll start telling them ones, the next one, like, hey, you have to do this because you don't want to face this wrath. And then they go from that wrath to just become a habit. So now ain't nobody beating nobody's ass about it no more, but it's an ingrained habit now.
Yeah,
you don't want to be in that fire, bro. You don't want to be in that fire.
True story about me, and this is just a quick little story side. Like it ties in with it. It took me to get older to realize how real brainwashing, like how susceptible people want to be to fallacies and being brainwashed. When I was a sophomore in high school, I got kicked out of my psychology teacher's class. I'm cool with him to this day, but they were talking about like how basically if a whole bunch of people keep coming to you and telling you that you killed someone in your sleep or you woke up in the middle of the night and you know. you just keep hearing it and hearing it, eventually you're going to believe it. And I basically got kicked out because I was like, nah, dog, you and whoever said that shit is full of shit. I don't care who accredited you, them, whoever. Ain't nobody about to tell me that. But then I got old and realized it's just like a lesser percentage. I'm sure I've got brainwashed about stuff too. We all, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much misinformation. But, like, the majority of people just are so easily brainwashed and just like, it's true. You know what I mean? It took me to get older to realize, like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say I'm different. I'm not better than nobody, but, like, I just am more skeptical because I was raised to be more skeptical. Most people just want to believe in something, and then when they do, no matter how much evidence.
It's easier. Being a Christian make a lot of stuff easier. Okay, I can go and be, like, the biggest asshole next 2 weeks, but if I say a prayer to God and ask him for forgiveness, then I'm cool. But you know what happens? The person that you were an asshole to is still pissed. Now, he got to be like, okay, I got to pray for myself to get better, but I don't be mad at this dude that just was an asshole to me. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, you know, like, that doesn't make sense. You met some people from Saginaw. They was cool as hell, weren't they, Bird? I'm talking to somebody on my live. That's something that really, be puzzling me. Some of the logic that goes along with, because like I said, man, there's nothing wrong with believing in God, right? It's when you start using your belief in God to start putting your rules and regulations and shit on people, that's when the danger starts. Because believing in God, just himself, ain't never killed nobody. But when people start moving in the name of that, they feel that justification because they're moving in the name of God, then that start gets dangerous.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Now we're here.
It's a lot of people that move like that. They done got comfortable with the saying that I'm doing this in the name of God, but all they doing is like causing destruction. And I'm not just like talking about war. I'm talking about regular ass people in your life that's religious.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, I got 90 seconds in the show. Man, I appreciate you calling in. And I'm gonna try to get on tomorrow. I was an hour late today, man. That's why y'all caught me on the live feed.
I just got in and I caught you, and I had seen that topic, so I wanted to call in and talk about that, man. But yeah, man, I'm gonna get off this line too, man. I'm glad to talk to you, man. You like the show and everything. Keep it up, bro. All
right, man. Appreciate that, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Yeah.
You're telling me I got 1 minute left. I'm gonna try to get on time tomorrow, man. I was like a whole hour late today, and I really wanted to have this kind of conversation. I'm going to try to come up with a good subject tomorrow. Bird, you want to do a show with me tomorrow? You got a subject that we could talk about? If you do, just hit me up or something. I don't know. I didn't play no more music. I tried something tonight for a couple of minutes in there where I played music in the background. I think I'm going to start doing that. I got enough beats to load up to play music like all through the time that we're talking and just keep it really low in the background. I got 20 seconds. My email is obiswrld78@gmail.com. That's obiswrld@gmail.com. If you got anybody that you want to put as a guest on the show, please, please hit the email. All right. Good night. Good night.
Bird.